You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another 300 or so flights canceled yesterday out of DIA. I mean, this has been a bad couple of weeks for air travel, but hopefully things back to normal today. The weather is going to improve. Cold again today. We won't get much above the freezing mark, but at least precipitation has ended. So we'll see if we can gradually warm as we head towards the weekend. 30s today and tomorrow, 40s for the end of the week. Well, New Year has rolled around. With it, legislators who have passed some new laws.
New year, new
to
laws.
Wag a little finger at us.
Yeah. Some of these, I think, are pretty beneficial, though. I pulled this list off of Fox 31's website. They pulled six of the biggies that are going to affect, you know, the most amount of people. A couple of these, like the online seller disclosures. Colorado's implementing new regulations for online sellers. It requires online marketplaces to get certain information from high-volume sellers. I don't think that's going to really affect too many people, so that one's on there.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know, Dom. I don't even know. So that one's on there. This one's pretty good. The right to repair powered wheelchairs. It says Colorado wants to empower people who use powered wheelchairs to repair the equipment on their own. I guess that's probably fairly expensive and a pain in the butt to drop your wheelchair off and have it repaired. This new law says manufacturers of powered wheelchairs are to provide parts, softwares, and manuals to allow independent repair services. So that's pretty big, I guess, saving people some money there. Here's some of the other biggies. I do like this one. We were just talking about this last night at the old dinner table. Colorado drivers are going to be able to enjoy the State Parks Pass for a lower price this year. It's about $80 usually to get that sticker on your windshield. But now, heads up everybody, they're adding it to your vehicle registration. So it's $29 per vehicle to get a year-long State Parks pass now instead of
$80.
That is a good deal. So keep a heads up on that because you could get dinged twice because we were talking about this. You know, for each of your vehicles, you can go and opt out of it. So if you only want the parks pass on one vehicle because that's the one you're going to drive around in, just do it on one vehicle for $29. And that is a good deal.
I like that.
And I would imagine their revenue is really going to tick up because of this program. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I guess it'll tick up because what'd you say, that you have to opt out? So
you
a lot of people won't
out.
Even think about it.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you have to go online, or I guess if you mail in that card or something, there's a little checkbox now or something. I don't know. There's something going on with cage-free eggs now. They said this law was created more than 2 years ago, went into effect on January 1st, the cage-free egg rule. Caged hens in the state will need to be held in enclosures that give them 1 square foot of floor space.
Okay. It's a humane treatment.
It's a humane thing. And then I believe this story is really long. Something about how stores are only going to be allowed to sell cage-free eggs, I believe. So anyway, the cost of eggs, you know, they're already sky high, so now they might be eating even more because of this.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to say, I'm in favor of this. So
yeah, I am too. It's humane.
Good.
And I like the little brown eggs. It just feels more natural eating the little brown eggs, right, than the white ones that have been bleached. The shoppers out there, guess what? This is the biggie, the reusable bags. Starting on the 1st, it's the 10-cent fee for plastic bags and paper, I believe, in a lot of stores. We were in Walmart just the other day, and they just went ahead and removed all the little bag carousels. They don't even have bags.
Wow.
There was a lot of chatter on next door about that. They just removed them all. Before this happened, my mom, bless her heart, she would, you know, be there bagging some of her groceries, and she would like take a stack of plastic bags with her. When she went to leave, she'd like pull like a little, you know, like 5 or 6, 7.
That sounds so
15
like
extra, you know, because you got to use them for the dog poop and the trash can liners and stuff at the house.
That
I'm very upset about this.
Your mother.
I also took all my green bags, all my reusable bags, and washed them all over the break, and I divvied them up into each car, so we each have like a stack of bags in the car now. And I guarantee you we're still going to forget to bring them in, even though they're sitting there in the car.
I know, that's the thing. It has to become some sort of habit, because we're all that way. We've got the bags.
Yep.
And you get into the store and you're like, oh, I left them in the car.
I know.
It's got to become a habit. It's just like you know, it's muscle memory now to get out and boop boop lock your car.
Yeah,
it's muscle memory, right? You don't even think about it.
Grab your bags,
and it's got to be the same way with the bags.
Yeah, I know. So I bet you're going to see a lot of people just wheeling out their carts just full of groceries. And then loading them in their car, you know. And then here's the biggie: the federal minimum wage $7.25, but Coloradans are gonna see a bump to $17.29 per hour. That's the minimum wage increase here in Colorado.
And what's the national?
Hold on, the federal minimum wage is $7.25.
Is that right?
That's what this story says. That's
so
the first
Colorado's
line.
So Colorado's going to be a full $10.
They say
an hour
our wages
more.
Are far higher, and another increase will kick in next year. So
wow.
$17.29 an hour here, sixth highest minimum wage in America. So going to be making a little more bank this time of year. So you can buy your eggs.